from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Pakistani Prime Minister steps down. Supporters of Pakistan's now former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif shouting, "Go, Nawaz, go!" Well, he's indeed going, but not perhaps as they'd have liked to have seen. Pakistan's Supreme Court has disqualified Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from holding public office and ordered him to step down immediately. Just a little while ago, VOA spoke with our correspondent Ayaz Ghul, who's in Islamabad, and he explained how the decision evolved.
It took like a year and a half for the Supreme Court judges to reach to this day when the five-member panel of the judges unanimously declared and found Nawaz Sharif guilty of concealing his overseas assets and wealth and living beyond his means. And there was enough evidence for the court to come up with this judgment, and that is why Nawaz Sharif had no option but to step down.
A spokesman for the Prime Minister's office announced shortly after the court issued its ruling that Sharif accepted the decision despite his serious reservations and relinquished charge of office.
That is such a strong verdict from the judiciary that only a political statement can be made. But if they really had serious reservations and problems and they had questions about the judicial process, instead they would have gone and petitioned the court against this verdict for a review.
The ruling noted that Sharif is not honest and therefore he is disqualified to be a member of parliament. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The U.S. Senate